This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to wrap things up with you on a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Danny G, up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to Coconut Creek head coach Johnny Sloan for joining us in our last segment. Now I turn our attention to FIU, and there's a new website in town, and Shane Marinelli is doing an awesome job, as he always does, with Owls247. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Shane, thanks so much for taking the time. A lot of work ahead for you, but congratulations.
It's been a, you know, kind of a long road for me, but I'm glad I can, you know, cover FAU on this platform. And also, if you saw, you know, have Kevin Fielder work with me as well.
Yeah, yeah, two of my guys from the show, and certainly yourself, who was there all summer long for every camp, every second of it, and certainly you watch this offseason unfold as much as anybody. Talk about it and what you felt. As far as like a lot of the kids, because you heard a lot of feedback on the new facility, on the coaching staff, on a lot of things. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, just I think it was finally good for FAU, you know, with those camps, we've touched on it before, to finally get those kids on campus to see FAU's new facility. And it's a lot of, you know, just because it opened during COVID for kids to go on and be, oh, wow, I didn't know FAU had this. And it's, I mean, the weight room is excellent. You saw how it kind of opened up to the field, and, you know, it's in the Sports Hall of Fame kind of, you know, that's a unique thing within it, and people can go check that out at any time. And, you know, people, you know, it's, I think it's just going to, you know, in a lot of ways, like UCF, start changing the light on how people think about FAU moving forward.
Do you think that, you know, because we were just talking at the beginning, it was so hard to plan for what was going to happen in 26 days. You could say, oh, well, we want to do this and we're going to hold that. Do you think that things worked out the way that Coach Taggart and the staff felt it would, especially because they stood by the fact that they didn't want any more than 100 kids at any session, but yet they had 300 in a day, just a normal thing at any camp would have brought in?
Yeah, I bet you might agree with this, Larry, and I'm curious actually even to hear your opinion. I believe that's going to be a trend moving forward, as maybe some places start, you know, to you know, reevaluate how they do these camps. You know, yeah, it's great to say, you know, at the, like, the Florida State Mega Camp, we had, you know, 500, 600, 700 kids at a camp, but, you know, you can only evaluate so much. And a lot of times I talk to coaches, they say when they go to these mega camps, they go with a list of names of kids they want to see. And the camps are so big, it's hard for them to say, let me just sit back and look for other players, right? You know, they're spending right. So much time saying, all right, I came here, I need to see these five kids. Well, when you know, and when it's so big, you don't really have time to look around and be like, oh, wait, who's that 2023, you know, offensive lineman? Who is that, you know, young cornerback? So
right,
I think it takes away from some of it, and it takes away some of the value for the kids from what I understand. And I'm being a little facetious when I say this. Isn't that what those camps are supposed to be about?
Yeah. Well, no, you bring a great point up, because the very fact is these kids usually leave those mega camps or camps that have 500 kids at it, not in the greatest of moods because they didn't get enough reps. But at these events, you're getting loads of reps. And that's the one thing that I noticed. A couple of quarterbacks that even come over to me, I said, "You're not throwing anymore?" He goes, "I threw enough." You see, when somebody says that at a camp, then you know that it's going right. And I agree. I think that, you know, you could still have your 300 kids. Hell, you could have 400 if you wanted to run four different sessions in a day. At the easier enough, you start at 10 o'clock and go right till 5, and you can run four sessions, see four different, types of kids, 400 different kids. I like it. No, I agree. It's usually when they have the 7-on-7s are a little bit more, they're, you know, even then, if you've noticed this summer, a lot of schools even went as far as only having 8 schools. A lot of college only had 8 schools come. And that way you could see all 8 of them. All the college coaches could, walk by and see each team. So, yeah, I agree with you, Shane. I think that's a good idea because, you know, heck, it was for the exposure. And these kids hadn't been seen in almost 15 months. So what the heck? Why do you want to hide them?
Yeah. So, I also think another thing is it was cool to see, you know, FAU's coaches simply being able to work with kids. You know, Chris Rizel, receiver from who came all the way out from Texas, who's currently committed to FAU, really talented player. I got to see him work, you know, have FAU's receivers coach Joey Thomas go over there and give him pointers, as well as Hines Ward, who's on staff with FAU. Yeah. So you actually should see Hines Ward go over there, hey, but, you know, talking about his route running, and then, you know, him actually be able to go out and execute that a number of times. It's like, okay, the kid got better today, and they FAU got to see if he was coachable, right? Like, that's such an important thing. You know, these coaches are known, is he coachable? Is he taking learning something simple and going out and executing it?
Yeah, that's funny that you bring up that, having a Hines Ward in your ear. You know, and I remember the couple of times that I was there, I kept saying to the kids, I said, listen, if he says something to you, you got to listen. I mean, you got to listen. I mean, this is a guy who is regarded as one of the best blocking receivers of a generation. I mean, so to me, that's something that I'm sure Willie Taggart loved having around. And but it wasn't only that. I think the thing that, a lot of the kids that I talked to that went to the camps, I even talked to Coach Roland Smith, who brought Miami Central there, and he was blown away. Luther Campbell, they were blown away by the very fact that the facility is so nice and the coaching staff is really good. I mean, and a lot of people, Shane, they don't get a chance to see that unless they go down and see it for themselves.
Yeah, we'll probably discuss this as we get through camp, but FAU's going to have at least I think so, you know, especially with all the seniors, they decided to come back and have another extra. People need to go check out FAU this year, but this is going to be a really good football team. They're going to be, they're going to be at or near the top of Conference USA, so you're going to see a quality product with a lot of local kids. And, you know, any high school coach or anyone in the area probably definitely has a couple players on this team, alumni in Broward, Dade and Palm Beach and up through the Treasure Coast, should go out and, kind of support these players, who are going to be successful. And, like I said, they're all local as well.
No doubt. Shane, give everybody a way that they can get and follow you on social media, and also give them a way to get to your website as well.
Yeah, you can follow me at Marinelli Shane on Twitter, and there's, the new Owls 24/7 page. It's just like any other page in the 24/7 network. We cover recruiting. We're doing a lot of stuff, insider stuff, as camp starts rolling coming up here. And I know a lot of your listeners are, part of the Miami, Florida, St. UF sites, you could still come on and participate in the message boards on that site and stuff. And, nice. Just talk football.
Good stuff. Shane Marinelli does it great, and you got a great website. Man, I wish you nothing but the best luck with it. And you'll stop by. We'll talk during the summer, see what's going on.
Looking forward to walking some sidelines with you this fall, Larry.
Definitely. Shane, thanks so much, brother. We'll talk to you soon. That will end. Danny, what a great show this evening. 2 hours flew by. as it does every Monday night. Love this show. WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page. See the podcast. See South Florida High School Sports. And listen to us. We have 7 different interviews every single week. No excuse to not at least check out a couple. Thanks, Danny. We'll talk to you guys next Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.